Sojourner Truth, Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, Anna Julia Cooper, Ida B. Wells, Lorraine Hansberry, Angela Davis, June Jordan, Bell Hooks, Alice Walker, all of those Black women thinkers and more, all together in one book, Beverly Guy Sheftall's 1995 Words of Fire, an anthology of African-American feminist thought. Quiet as it's kept, this collection, Words of Fire, was an important and unique contribution to the development of African-American literary studies. You're listening to Remarkable Receptions, a podcast about popular and critical responses to African-American novels and more. Professor Sheftall's anthology was not the first effort to collect writings by Black women. We have Toni Cade Bambara's 1970 anthology, The Black Woman, Mary Helen Washington's 1975 Black-Eyed Susans, classic stories by and about Black women. There's the 1979 anthology, Sturdy Black Bridges, Visions of Black Women in Literature, co-edited by Roseanne P. Bell, Betty J. Parker, and Sheftall. Then there's the 1982 collection, But Some of Us Are Brave, Black Women's Studies, co-edited by Gloria T. Hull, Patricia Bell Scott, and Barbara Smith. So, Words of Fire entered into a rich, developing tradition of anthologies featuring the writings of Black women. Part of what made Sheftall's anthology special was the range and scope. She included compositions from the 1830s up through the early 1990s. As the subtitle of her anthology revealed, Words of Fire documented African-American feminist thought, revealing that such thinking had persisted among Black women writers for more than 150 years. Sheftall's book was among those many works in African-American literary studies devoted to an imperative tradition, that is, a scholarly practice dedicated to examining and highlighting a shared history among generations of Black writers. Another unique feature of Words of Fire was the editor. The most widely cited books associated with African-American literary studies published during the 1990s were by scholars working at predominantly white institutions, known as PWIs, but not Sheftall. She was and remains a professor at Spelman College, one of our most well-known HBCUs. Consider the significance of a Black woman scholar producing an anthology of African-American feminist thought while working at a college for Black women. From its content to its editor, Words of Fire, an anthology of African-American feminist thought, was an important contribution to African-American literary studies. This episode was written by Howard Ramsey. The episode was edited by Elizabeth Calley. Remarkable Receptions is part of the Black Literature Network, a joint project from African American Literary Studies at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, and the History of Black Writing at the University of Kansas. The project was made possible by the generous support of the Mellon Foundation. For more information, visit blacklitnetwork.org.